feeling is here on Earth. I'm around the world, more than 564,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million, with more than 3.2 million in the U.S. Here in the United States, a long-expected upturn in coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West. This, according to data on the pandemic, the number of deaths per day from the virus had been falling for months and even remained down as states like Florida and Texas saw explosions in cases and hospitalizations and reported daily U.S. infections broke records several times in recent days. Scientists had warned the falling numbers wouldn't last, though. A coronavirus death, when it occurs, typically comes several weeks after a person is first infected. And experts predicted states that saw increases in cases and hospitalizations would, at some point, see deaths rise too. U.S. President Donald Trump wore a mask during a visit to a military hospital over the weekend, the first time the president has been seen in public wearing the type of facial covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading or becoming infected by the novel coronavirus. Trump flew by helicopter to Walter Reed's Military Medical Center in suburban Washington to meet wounded service members and healthcare providers caring for COVID-19 patients. As he left the White House, he told reporters, quote, "When you're in a hospital, especially, I think it's a great thing to wear a mask." Chinese vaccine developer CanSino Biologics is in talks with Russia, Brazil, Chile, and Saudi Arabia to launch a phase 3 trial of its experimental COVID-19 disease. China's success in driving down COVID-19 infections has made it harder to conduct large-scale vaccine trials. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that fairer economic systems are needed and that a future vaccine for the new coronavirus should be available to everyone, everywhere. Speaking in a pre-recorded message to the International Aid Society conference this weekend, Guterres said that a future vaccine against the virus should be a people's vaccine. The United States has poured billions of dollars into vaccine efforts at Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Novavax, and AstraZeneca. J&J has said it's aiming for 1 billion doses. Pfizer and BioNTech are pursuing vaccines and say they aim to have 1.2 billion doses by the end of 2021. The United Nations Security Council approved aid deliveries to Syria through one border crossing from Turkey a day after its authorization for the six-year-long humanitarian operation ended, leaving millions of Syrian civilians in limbo. The United Nations describes the aid delivered from Turkey as a lifeline for Syrians in the country's northwest. The 15-member council had been deadlocked, with most members pitted against Syrian allies Russia and China, which abstained on Saturday in the council's fifth vote this week on the issue. Veto powers Russia and China wanted to halve the approved Turkey border crossings to one, arguing that the northwest of Syria can be reached from within the country. They also wanted to include language that Western diplomats said blamed unilateral sanctions on Syria for the humanitarian crisis. 12 members voted in favor, while the Dominican Republic also abstained. The successful vote came after two failed votes on Russian proposals and two vetoes by Russia and China of resolutions drafted by Germany and Belgium. Residents of Seoul paid their respects to the South Korean capital's late mayor, Park Won-soon, at a public memorial set up in his honor. City Hall officials opened the memorial outside its offices amid an outpouring of public sympathy over Park's sudden death on Friday, amid reports that he had been implicated in a sexual harassment complaint. The 64-year-old was found dead on a wooded hill in northern Seoul early Friday, about 7 hours after his daughter reported to police he had left her a will-like verbal message and departed their home. A former human rights lawyer, Park led two of South Korea's most influential civic groups and was the mayor of Seoul since 2011. He was widely considered a leading liberal candidate for president when his political ally and current president, Moon Jae-in's single five-year term ends in 2022. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.